Welcome back to History Unpacked. If you enjoy the content, then consider subscribing or leave a comment. We upload every week and we appreciate any feedback. Today we're taking a run, literally, through one of the most chaotic events in Olympic history. Imagine a marathon so badly organized, so poorly thought out that it nearly killed several participants, involved cheating, hallucinations, wild dogs, and rat poison. Yes, this really happened. Welcome to the 1904 Olympic Marathon. Let's rewind the clock. The year is 1904, the modern Olympics were still a young idea, the first games had been held just 8 years earlier, in 1896, and the whole concept of international athletic competition was still finding its feet. For the 1904 games, the host city was St. Louis, Missouri, in the United States. But here's the thing. These games were not originally supposed to be in St. Louis at all. They were awarded to Chicago. However, organizers of the 1904 World's Fair, which was being held in St. Louis to celebrate the Louisiana Purchase Centennial, were determined to host the Olympics themselves. After some political wrangling and threats to create a rival event, they got their way. The result? The Olympic Games were buried within months of other attractions, exhibits, fairs, and sideshows. Many events were poorly attended, poorly planned, or both. But nothing matched the disaster that was the marathon. The marathon, for context, is traditionally one of the showpiece events of the Olympic Games, a test of endurance, strength, and strategy. But in 1904, it became a test of who could survive the longest under some of the worst conditions ever created for a race. Let's talk logistics. The course was 24.85 miles, not the standard 26.2 we know today. And it wound through dusty, unpaved roads of St. Louis. Temperatures reached over 90 degrees Fahrenheit, about 32 degrees Celsius, and humidity was off the charts. But here's the strange thing. There was only one water station in the entire course. That's right, just one. At mile 12. The reason? James E. Sullivan, one of the organizers, wanted to experiment with purposeful dehydration, a theory that believed restricting water would improve performance. Spoiler alert, it didn't. 32 athletes from various countries lined up to start, but many were not properly prepared. Some were professional runners, yes, but others were middle distance runners, or just guys who thought it sounded fun. A few competitors ran in street clothes. One South African runner, Len Townien, competed barefoot. He had never run a marathon before. As the race began, things went downhill almost immediately. The dust kicked up from the dirt roads choked the runners. There were cars driving ahead and alongside of the athletes, raising clouds of dirt that made it hard to breathe. Within just a few miles, many runners had dropped out. Heat exhaustion, cramps, coughing fits, the race was decimating the field. Let's meet a few of the more memorable characters. First up, Fred Lortz. Lortz was an American runner who seemed to be doing pretty well, until it was revealed he had dropped out at mile 9, hitched a ride in a car for 11 miles, then hopped out and jogged back to the stadium, waving to the crowd. The audience cheered wildly as he crossed the finish line first, and even Alice Roosevelt, daughter of sitting president, congratulated him. It was only after someone spilled the beans that Lortz admitted he was just joking. Officials were not amused, he was disqualified although later reinstated, and went on to have a legitimate running career. Now, let's talk about Thomas Hicks, the man who actually won the race, although won might be a generous term. Hicks was an American runner who had to be practically carried across the finish line. During the race, his trainers gave him a concoction of egg whites, brandy, and strychnine. Yes, strychnine, a poison, was used in small doses as a stimulant before caffeine was widely accepted in sport. Hicks was already exhausted, but his trainers kept pushing him on, doping him up once more, and helping him to stagger towards the end. When he crossed the finish line, he was hallucinating and barely conscious. He had lost 8 pounds during the race. Doctors later said he probably would have died if he hadn't been treated immediately. Still, he took home the gold. And then there's the aforementioned Len Townien, the barefoot runner from South Africa. During the race, Townien was chased a mile off course by wild dogs. You can't make this stuff up. Despite the detour, he still managed to finish ninth. Just imagine what he could have done without the canine interruption. Another runner, Cuban mailman Felix Carbajal, had perhaps the strangest story of all. Carbajal had no money, so he hitchhiked and walked from New Orleans to St. Louis to compete. He showed up in a long-sleeved shirt, trousers and boots. A fellow athlete helped cut his pants into makeshift shorts. During the race, Felix stopped to chat with spectators, stole peaches from a passing car and ate rotten apples from an orchard, which made him violently ill. He collapsed, took a nap and still finished fourth. All of this, yes, all of it, happened in a single Olympic event. By the end of the race, only 14 of the 32 runners had finished. Several nearly died, others collapsed from dehydration or were simply too sick to continue. The event was widely criticised at the time, and even more so in hindsight. It's still considered one of the most mismanaged athletic events in Olympic history. So what were the lessons? Well, for one, purposeful dehydration was quickly thrown out the windows as a viable strategy. The importance of hydration and nutrition for athletes became clearer in the years that followed. The 1904 marathon also helped underline the need for standardized race conditions, proper medical support and fair play. It also gave us some early insight into the dangers of performance-enhancing substances, especially the poisonous kind. Oddly enough, despite all of its disasters, or perhaps because of them, the 1904 marathon has become legendary. It's a case study in what not to do. It has been the subject of books, documentaries, and countless articles. It was a comedy of errors, but also a moment in history where human endurance, whether powered by grit, strychnine, or pure madness, was on full display. And that's the bizarre tale of the 1904 Olympic Marathon, a race that felt more like a survival challenge than a sporting event.